Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you and has for you to build a big business. So listen, we're here positioning you, getting you what you need so you can take your spot at the top with your company in network marketing field, as well as to build a big business. Now, if you haven't done this already, go ahead and share the call with other people. They can dial into 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. So, man. I am just in awe of God. I am a loss for words, and I know the Holy Spirit is going to have to give me the words for today. Just overwhelmed with God's faithful awesomeness. And on today, I want us to really, really hone in and be on one accord as we're getting you in position for leadership and power. God gave me the clarity of your mindset and your intentions have everything to do with your leadership and power. And as we're going to unpack, he gave us connection, communication, and community. Connection, communication, community. These are going to be the three pillars that we're positioning you for your leadership and power as God intended it. Our scripture for today is going to be coming out of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. And I need you guys to take heed to this as you're positioning yourself for your leadership and your power, because I want you to understand that leaders are developed, not discovered. Many people confuse a title or rank for leadership. 1 Timothy 4 and 12 is going to break it down for us as we are getting clarity from God on connection, communication, and community. Let's go to the Lord, family. Together. This is big. I believe that this is going to be probably the biggest, probably most important episode because of the energy, the vibration all around this that the Lord has given me. Father God, we come before you on today. We honor you because this is the day you've made. We are so humbled and glad you've given us another opportunity here in the land of the living. Dear Lord, we are just, and we're seeking your face, not your hand. We want to know you. We want to know your thoughts, and more importantly, the way you expect us to conduct ourselves as kingdom citizens here in the marketplace. Father God, as we are lifting you up on high, giving you the highest praise publicly, that it will never be a confusion of who has sent us. We're going out to do these great exploits in your name, but in your way and in your will. We are laying aside all the things of the world, and we're picking up your instructions as we'll live by your principles daily and operate in fullness of integrity and character. Being clear that we know that when no one sees, you see all. When no one hears, you hear all. When no one knows, you know all. We honor you, O Father God, not only with the fruit of our lips, but also the fruit of our life. As we're going out to touch these lives, your most greatest commodity, your people, let us be careful to acknowledge your ways. Allow your Holy Spirit to come in like a flood right now as your servant breathes. May you increase like never before. We're thanking you, O Father God, for your Holy Spirit that will teach us, guide, correct, and direct us on that crooked path that you've already made straight. We honor you, we bless you, and we want to seal this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Ooh. Hallelujah. My God. If you haven't already, go ahead and turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Key to this, as God is saying, I'm positioning you for leadership and power, because see, leadership is influence, and we have to be extremely, extremely careful in honoring God with the power. And so I'm so grateful that I do know that leaders are not just discovered. People believe they just showed up in leadership, like, you know, I don't know what that Plymouth Rock deal is, right? But I need you to know that it has to be developed and continual development. And that's why we always encourage you, even in your cash calendar and what your daily method of operation, that your spiritual and your mental, as well as that personal development, must be first to get into your head before anyone else does. And so 1 Timothy 4 and 12 says, let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Pure heart, clean hands does not mean perfection, but means striving for continual progress, onward and upward. And I want to share this with you as we are positioning you for leadership, that you also acknowledge Psalms 25 and 21 that says, let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. To think that King David could say that after so many mistakes, that at some point in time he came around to say that pure heart, clean hands, because it was the heart of David that got God's attention. And so when we start walking around, moving into these levels, first of the promotion that comes from God, and then now we may be acknowledging a specific place or a specific higher level, title, or rank, let the leadership align with it. Let the leadership align with it. And leaders are to create an atmosphere for growth. And how do we do that? We do that with connection, communication, and community. So we're going to first talk about on today, how or what should an atmosphere for growth, what should that look like? I am a very big stickler on pursuing excellence. There is a song we would sing in church and we say, how excellent. If we know that God is excellent, then we should be striving for that. Many people are okay with mediocrity in areas that do not serve them, especially when we are talking about being an example to believers in word, in conduct, in love, spirit, faith, and purity. Because there are a lot of people that do things walking into leadership, not being aware that God sees and hears everything. And I'm going to tell you, there's something that will be disturbing in my spirit when I see where integrity is lacking. When we start talking about connection, pure connections are necessary to build network marketing businesses. I didn't say perfection, I said connection. And when you are leading in this industry, connection is the first point of progress. When you are enrolling people in the business and you're connecting them to the community, connecting them to communication, it's extremely important. I know that leaders have to be developed, and most people have probably never walked down the road of full leadership. They've been able to hide under the cloak of titles. But I'm here to let you know that I am so grateful for my mentorship in leadership first, even before network marketing. I share with people, I've never had a network marketing coach, what have you, until I was a multi seven-figure earner. God's grace pointed me in the direction of leadership. Leadership. Principles. First, to say you have to create an atmosphere for people to grow. You have to know that when you start walking into leadership, there must be positive influence. And that only happens through personal development. I want to give us a few touches of what looks like an atmosphere for growth. And when these things are not missing, when these things are missing, it destabilizes the atmosphere. When we begin to understand that growing in leadership, moving people out of being an employee into an entrepreneur is a very delicate process. And some people will come with habits that have been the scab to their success thus far. Thought process, ideologies that does not serve creating atmospheres for growth. So when we start talking about what is this, when we start talking about connecting people to an atmosphere of growth, connecting people to an atmosphere that's exciting, high energy equals high income, that's safe and stable. When you have bipolar mindset leadership, people who are to and fro, in and out, down, not down. First you're down with the leaders, then you're pulling down the leaders. We got an ideology of destruction. That now does not create the atmosphere for growth. Advanced exposure. This is why leaders must be readers. We're going to be breaking this down over the next few days. Leaders must be readers. You have to write down. I want you to write down right now. What are some things that you know you need to learn more about in leadership, maybe even in your business, your compensation plan, that you will take ownership of so you would be an asset? I remember Dr. Moreau always saying you must be the greatest asset to your purpose, an asset to whatever community you're a part of, an asset. That means you gotta serve. The only way to be an asset is to serve. Not to produce, is to serve. Because see, production only serves the person who's producing. But serving will permeate, create a ripple effect into the masses. Serving. The word of the Lord says the greatest amongst you is the servant. You have to have an environment that challenges you to change whatever it is that's holding you back. It could be a lack of loyalty. lack of integrity, lack of character. If you want to move into the highest level of leadership, you'd have to sever your ways, part ways with those things. I'm going to tell you this right now. It can take you but so far. Some people may feel like, wait a minute, I've gotten away with it. I remember my mother and my grandmother saying, you will never get away with anything because God sees all things. And I'm like, oh my Lord, that kept me under a huge radar. That kept me to where no matter how bad it was, if my mother asked me a question, I would tell her the truth. I would pray, please don't have her ask me this question. And when she asked the question, I said, oh, and I would tell her the truth. And it would be a surprise. Sometimes the truth was greeted with a whooping. And then the truth would be greeted with a conversation or correction. But then I would always be rewarded at the end to say, no matter what, tell the truth. To be the truth. And I'm going to tell you this. I was in the training in Whistler, Canada, and there was a billionaire on stage. And I shared this before with some prior episodes during my time in Whistler, Canada for the financial retreat with Tony Robbins. And the billionaire, when they asked what type of values do you feel is important that you pass on to your kids, and there were two of them that stood out so big. And he said, number one, always tell the truth. And I said, wow. Wow. That's what my mom and grandma said to me. They set me up for billionaire mindset in a Christian way. Obviously, this billionaire acknowledged on the stage that God was the head of his life. Jesus Christ was the head of his life. He was a Christian. He laid it out on stage openly. And I said, wow, he said, tell the truth. And then he said, learn from the best. Learn from the best of the best. And so I always go out and go and get the best to bring back the best. Like the highest level of whatever, I go and get that and invest in myself so that I can invest in others. And then hopefully, like I said, looking at the word, looking for duplication in that. So you'll be challenged to change and focus on moving onward and upward, having the understanding that you can be encouraged to fail forward. When you are challenged to change, it will appear at times that you're failing. But as long as you keep moving, you have to understand that you're moving forward. And then it must have an atmosphere where there are good examples of growth, where growth is available, where people will tell you the truth about success, that at some point in time it was difficult, it was challenging. And then an atmosphere where progression is expected, not anticipated. Few months, our company, they acknowledged a new position and a new goal. And when I saw the goal, I was like, wow, this is, you know, a challenge. But I remember the principles of creating the atmosphere of growth, and I know that if you reverse engineer any goal for yourself and all you have to do is say, it doesn't matter. My job is to help other people win. How many people can I help win? So much so that I was so engulfed in helping other people get to their position. And when you get the call from your co-founder to say, what an amazing job you've done. And we beyond exceed what's required. A humbling, humbling acknowledgement to God Almighty. But when we have this largest surge of leadership, and I know God, you know, he gave this to me to say, you got to position them for this leadership in power. He knows the thoughts of the leaders. He knows the conduct of the leaders. He knows the words of the leaders. We say, now it's time for them to be developed and instructed my way. Because everything we're doing in this marketplace is for God's purpose. And when we understand that God's purpose is the priority, we will all walk into the purpose he intended for us. Guess what? The rewards might be big checks, but the checks are part of the manifestation of what happens in the spirit realm. And if you cash checks on the wrong side of the spirit realm, God is going to deal with it. I want us to come in the queue as we are talking about creating the connection, and we're going to give you and say, hey, are you connecting your people immediately? Plugging them into the source of the right information, the right culture for growth, the culture that's going to challenge them, the culture that's going to correct, the culture that's going to support, the culture that's going to love on them, the culture that's going to be affirming them to move onward and upward, the culture that's where there are the good examples of growth, and the culture where progression is expected, not anticipated. Connection. Connection. Good morning, good morning. 678 last 42172. We're just going to take a few callers this morning. You guys can come in the queue. Good morning. Are you connecting your people inside of, you know, immediate connection? Upon enrollment connection.
Yes,
good morning. God bless you.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. How are you? This is Sherelle Anderson.
Oh, good morning, Queen. Congratulations. All I can tell you,
you know,
this is a direct call, and we do have people calling in from other companies, other industries. So, you know, we definitely want to know, we want to keep that. But I am so proud of you. I can't withhold it. I'm so proud of you. How are you?
I am amazing this morning, feeling amazing, ready to do more amazing things for God. And, I mean, I understood when you said you were a little speechless this morning, because I feel the same way, God. I'm just in awe of what God has done for our entire company, and I'm just so proud to be connected to you in this company. And, yes, the connection is so important. In fact, you teach us tap rooting. And when it comes to our new partners, when they come on board, they're immediately introduced to me. Months ago, I wanted my team to understand that because we are a family, the new agents in their downline would not just need to speak to me when something is wrong, but to introduce mm-hmm. them as a family in the very, very beginning. So now when it comes to, quote, unquote, tap rooting, they're already expecting it. They already know who I am, what I'm doing, what we're doing as a team, who each other are. And so it's not a surprise if I call and say, hey, it's Sherelle. How's it going today? They're not like, who or why are you calling me? You didn't enroll me, you know, those types of things. So it's so important to me and to my team now that as soon as we have a new partner, that we all introduce each other. We know what our roles are and what we're here to do, and we know that they know that they can call on me. It doesn't have to be a permission type thing. So that connection is so, so important. So thank you for teaching us that. And it's really like the new normal. It's commonplace.
Absolutely.
So I appreciate that.
Yes, and because let me tell you, a lot of times when people are coming from an employee environment, and progression is taboo, meaning that progression is more in the standpoint that means that someone, if they may be leaving a particular department, moving on up to where maybe there's some departments who look up to where that promotion is, they hating on them, they mad at them, they got all these other things. See, we don't even realize where some of these things come from. It's the conditioning. It's the conditioning. And then they come out into an atmosphere where promotions are celebrated. And then so some people still have that whole idea of promotion is taboo. Like, you don't talk to the CEO, or you don't talk to, you know, the person above you or what have you. And then some people have mixed feelings about that. So create an atmosphere of edification. Even if they don't get to see that person, edification is so important. That's the first step to connection. De-edification is the first form to a or a disconnection. Edification, connection. De-edification, disconnection. So edification is so important to connection. And I love the power of tap rooting. I love the power of tap rooting. And tap rooting, I just want to give you guys an FYI, like a side note. Tap rooting, it should be done through lineage organizations only, like meaning it's your organic organization. If, you know, some compensation plans allow for our sponsor placement or positioning of other people's lineage organizations or, you know, organic organizations, those should be permission only for tap rooting. Permission only for tap rooting. Just one note about that. We're going to be training on that. We're going to have some powerful training in leadership in our next regional conference coming up in Orlando, Florida. You want to definitely get there, because most people their leadership is not in alignment with pay grade. And we want that to be in the full alignment, family, so that you can keep moving onward and upward. And we have a culture that induces positive growth always. So, you know, we're right here. Oh, wow. I have another caller, and that's it for today, right? They just came in the queue. I wanna know, because I know sometimes this is when I know that what we're training is deep, where people are like, I'm a loss for words right now. And I am so awed at the communication that God is giving me to give to you in such a way that is even next level from what was taught to me. That's how come I know it's the Holy Spirit. When I think about this in my industry, I've never had an upline leader to hold me by the hand, direct me. I never had an upline leader. It was always Holy Spirit. And then it would be a connection through someone. God will always have someone in a higher authority that would say, that's my daughter. And she here to do good in my work. I don't take that privilege for granted. When I'm thinking about your lives and you growing into whatever God calls you to be, I take that as a delicate situation as a leader. Never to abuse that authority or that power. And that's where we're going to start talking about that, because it's something that has to be discussed. This is not time for you to gloat. It's time for you to give people hope. It's not time for you to pop your chest. Mm. It's time for you to now dig in and serve more people. 478-4605. Good morning.
Hey, Nicola, what's up? This is Taji calling out of Atlanta. I just want to say, like, you really hit the nail on the head with everything you've been saying. I've been listening to you for some time now, and I agree with what you're saying. Sometimes, like, you could have the right intentions, but you could be misleading so many people, and I feel like I've been guilty of that as well. With God seeing everything, me knowing my heart and knowing that I'm good by God, but the message that I portray to the world could be a bad influence. I'm trying to keep that in mind and still steer our people the right way. And really, you have some type of ESP when a thought pops in my head sometimes. Like, you answer questions in my head before I even get to say them sometimes. So I just want to say you're great at what you do. You definitely are on a higher level of thinking and a higher level of being. And don't stop. Keep going. Rooting for you.
Well,
motivation.
Listen to him. I can tell you, when we go into connection and we go into communication and community, be open to the growth. I can tell you, I was speaking with one of our top leaders last night, and she said the same thing. She said, sometimes I will be listening to you, and then a question pop up, and then here comes the answer right after. Who's that? I said, it's God.
Yeah, as soon as I pressed curl, and you was like, lost for words, I got lost for words. And I was like, dang, I'm glad you gave me some time to gather my thoughts.
My
and
God.
It's funny, my phone just died, and I called right back, and I was able to get back on the line, so.
Wow. God bless you, King. Stay learning, stay growing. God bless you. God bless you. I can tell you this, you know, when we start talking about the connection, stay connected. It will help you grow. And then we start talking about communication. You'll be surprised. You know, lack of or poor communication have started wars. Lives are lost. And when you start thinking about that, how important that is on a big scale with the world, then we will start understanding how communication, team members are lost, partners are lost, business is lost, money is lost. So when we start talking about that on tomorrow, you guys are going to be like, whoa, I got to step it up. Clarity, concise, communication and direction is needed from leaders. And so that's why sometimes I will get very, very, like, straight to the point. I know some people are like, whoa, just so the communication is not twisted. These are the stands. This is where we are because this is where we're trying to go. And I know the casualties of business when these things are missing. And so think about this all the time. Connection. Edification brings connection. De-edification brings disconnection. Leadership at its best. I love you guys. We'll see you on tomorrow. God bless you. It's work. I know some people are like, I'm exhausted, but you got to remember your goals. And if you're running with this 888 calendar, you'll have some naps, some downtime, meditation. You'll be surprised. It's just 10 minutes in the spirit realm will feel like a whole 8 hours of sleep. Take some time for meditation and prayer during the day. Take some breaks for that. Sometimes you got a lunch break, eat for 15 minutes and pray and meditate for 15 minutes and you'll be refreshed. You'll be refreshed. Get energized in the spirit and in the mind and let's get going. We got work to do, family. It's just beginning. God is running into overflow. I want it to come into your household. God bless you.